This is Jeremiah.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? How are you?
Pretty good. Sorry to jump off the phone earlier.
That's all right.
So do you need information from me for CNC to do that, or I don't really know?
No. I'm going to have her, I'll have her put in your name and stuff too. I'll ask her to, say your name in the review, and then it should be good to go.
Or yours. I mean, either way, I don't really, it doesn't have to have my name necessarily.
Yeah, well, I'm going to ask her to put both of our names, because, I mean, we both worked on it. You worked on it for so many months, man. You know what I mean? So, shit. I definitely wonder. And it's not like they don't like you, It's just,
yeah.
It's just the timing wasn't right there, so.
All right, cool. Well, thank you. And then Eric from Terranova, I think is what he said.
Terranova, yeah, I know who that is.
He just called in, but yeah, I wasn't able to transfer it, so.
Yeah, I'll give him a call. Cool.
Do you have his number?
Yeah, I already got his number.
All right, cool.
The guy, yeah, he's a lost cause.
Really? Can't get him approved or what?
No.
Not happy?
He's got too many loans out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a current customer of ours right now, and I was trying to get him to renew, but there's just nothing there. He stacked when he wasn't supposed to stack.
Gotcha.
So.
Well, it is what it is. I guess we just have to try to be available when the time is right.
Right. So, how's your month looking?
Pretty good, man. It's actually finally starting to come together. I had a couple of deals pop at the very beginning of the month, and then I've had some pretty large working capital deals that have just kind of been sitting, but then I had another returning client that was needing like 200K in equipment, and I'm doing 150
working cap. 200K in equipment?
Yeah.
Dang.
Like three different sources, so it's been a headache and a lot of work, but
it's a nice payday.
Worth it. Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Are you doing first and last on all three?
Two out of the three we get first and last.
Okay.
And I did a short term, because of that. And then on the third one, we're not allowed to.
Okay.
I mean, we still have to take the first and last. We just don't get it. We don't discount with them. So,
yeah.
One of them is like 55K and they give us 18 points. So it's 18 points plus first and last on a 3-year term. So,
that's awesome, man.
That one, what does it have? I think it's got like 14K in it on a 50K deal, $55,000 deal.
That's crazy. That's awesome. that's awesome. Well, good for you, man.
That's the beauty of equipment.
Yeah, absolutely. That first and last just.
And then the next month we'll collect. I don't know if anybody's explained to you what interim rent is, but
they've explained it. I just don't see how that's legal. from my point of view, I'm like, wait a minute. So how does this work? How are we able to do that? Is that legal? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
So this is the analogy that I use because, a client may say the same thing. I mean, it's in the documents for one.
Uh-huh.
But two, it's similar to, when you rent, say, an apartment, right?
Right.
You sign, say, a 12-month lease.
Okay.
But, if it's the second or third of the month and you need a place to stay, you're not going to wait 3 weeks and move in right on the first, right? So
right.
You're there exactly 12 months. So if you wanted to move in, say, the fifth of the month, you'll pay a prorated or a partial month. And then your 12-month lease will start on the first of the following month. Because they can't bill you. We can't bill our clients, on different days based on when the lease started, right? We can't bill some clients on the 3rd, some on the 4th, some on the 5th. They're all paying basically on the 15th or the 31st.
Hmm.
So, if they come in and they get their equipment or we send money out on, say, the 3rd, we're not going to amortize it so that it's exactly 36 months from the 3rd of July. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be the 1st, the full billing cycle. So what they're basically paying is a partial month because they're going to have their equipment 36 months and 25 days.
I see. That makes sense. I mean, that definitely, it's a much better analogy than what I was using. I couldn't really explain it to them. I was like, Yeah, so basically, I just kind of said what Kara told me to say, and I don't even remember what she said. I just kind of copied and pasted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, that makes sense. Absolutely.
Yeah, she probably gave you more of a literal term, but you know, when you're talking to a client, you don't always want to, you know, explain it to them the way underwriting or, you know, funding is looking at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I do. I mean, it's basically it's your payment divided by the number of days in the month. And then it's multiplied by how many days that month you had the equipment.
Okay. That makes sense. So with InternRem, do you get a piece of it?
So then, yeah, so you should get that too. I mean, I don't know what your commission scale looks like.
Yeah.
I would imagine you do. You know, I make sure that I get paid on any dollar that I bring in. So
yeah,
for me, yeah, interim rent, that could be another $2,000 next month, you know, in margin. So yeah, that's the other beauty about these, you know. You don't have the renewal abilities that you do on working capital, obviously.
Yeah.
But you do have extra margin you can collect. You know, another $2,000 of margin, you know, the following month isn't bad. But you also don't have any restrictions either. You know, you can do equipment loans for these guys every 3 to 6 months if they're buying equipment. You know, nobody's going to say you already have an equipment loan, we're not doing any more for you.
That's cool.
They may be concerned of what the client can actually handle. Mm-hmm. But on equipment, there's less likelihood that you're going to be capped, you know, at a certain, you know, amount. You can always find ways. Like this guy wanted 150, but he really only qualifies for 50,000, but I can go and get him 50,000 at three places and fund them all.
So, yeah, that's so cool. That's so cool. We can do that.
Yep. So for some reason, my daughter's calling me, so I got to take this call.
No worries. I'll handle Gretchen. Yeah. Yeah, just if you need anything too, just don't hesitate to ask, Kev.
All right, cool. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'll get working on those invoices too for CNC.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Talk to you. Right. Not for CNC, but for
Urban Chalet. Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Kev.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
All right, bye.